Major. Old boar, who introduces rebellion idea. Snowball. Pig. One of the main leaders of the rebellion. Napoleon. Pig. One of the main leaders of the rebellion, seizes control. Squealer. Pig. Napoleon's spokesman and propagandist. Boxer. Horse. Napoleon's loyal follower. Benjamin. Donkey. Skeptical of everything. One of the few animals who can read. Mr. Frederick. Human owner of neighboring Pinchfield Farm. Mr. Pilkington. Human owner of Foxwood Farm. Mr. Whimper. Napoleon's liaison between humans and the animal farm. Chapter by chapter summary. Chapter 1. The animals on Manor Farm hold a meeting after Mr. Jones, the owner, goes to bed. Major, the oldest pig, has something to tell the other animals. He's close to dying and wants to impart some wisdom on them before he goes. He tells them their lives are slavery, spent toiling day after day for humans, only to be slaughtered when they're no longer useful. Man is the enemy. He is the reason their lives are so bad, and animals must revolt. He tells them that all animals are comrades and all men are evil, as are all the things men do. Live in houses, drink alcohol, sleep in beds, wear clothes, use money, and smoke tobacco. He wants them to live in a world free from man. He teaches them the song Beasts of England, an anthem for animal freedom. The song is all about life without humans. The animals pick it up quickly, and they sing so loudly that they wake Mr. Jones up. He runs out firing his gun at whatever vermin may have invaded the farmyard. Analysis. The seeds of rebellion are being sown as Animal Farm opens. Major is advocating open rebellion for animals, which foreshadows a battle of some kind coming. Jones appears to be a typical farm owner, no more cruel than others from a human perspective, but harsh and mean from an animal's view. Since this is a satire about communism, it will be interesting to see what comes of Major's grand ideals. Chapter 2. Major dies peacefully in his sleep 3 nights after the meeting. The pigs start planning the rebellion because they're the most intelligent. Napoleon, Snowball, and Squealer turn Major's simple teachings into a belief system called animalism. They begin holding secret meetings in the barn at night, and it takes the other animals some time to accept their teachings. Mr. Jones loses a lot of money and starts drinking excessively. His animals go hungry, and the fields aren't tended properly. One Saturday, Jones goes to the bar in town and doesn't return until Sunday. His hands forget to feed the animals, and Jones forgets when he gets home Sunday morning. The animals break into the feed shed and help themselves, which wakes Mr. Jones. He and his men try to beat the animals away, but the animals are in full rebellion. The animals start kicking and biting the men, chasing them off the farm. Within 3 months, the pigs have taught themselves to read and write, and they rename the farm Animal Farm. They create 7 commandments that they will all live by. 1. Whatever goes upon 2 legs is an enemy. 2. Whatever goes upon 4 legs or has wings is a friend. 3. No animal shall wear clothes. 4. No animal shall sleep in a bed. 5. No animal shall drink alcohol. 6. No animal shall kill another animal. And 7. All animals are equal. The pigs are the only ones able to milk the cows. The milk disappears every day after milking time, but Napoleon tells everyone not to worry about it. Analysis. The author may be foreshadowing upcoming events with the pigs in this chapter. He makes sure to mention that the pigs are the intelligent animals in a fairly sarcastic manner, which leaves readers to wonder about what they might be planning. The situation with the milking also seems suspicious, and it leads readers to wonder where the milk is really going. Their rebellion is bloodless, but it will be enlightening to see how they deal with the daily realities of running a farm without human help. Chapter 3.